Once a month, we like to touch base with the University of Wyoming and Chad Baldwin from the University Public Relations Office. Once again, live on the phone today. Chad, good morning. How's Laramie today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing great. Enjoying this lovely, if not maybe too warm and too dry weather we've been having.
Yeah. It's certainly been a little off this October for sure. But, you know, a lot going on at the University of Wyoming campus and around UW across the state as always. Chad wanted to start with the first Muley Fanatic Fellow that has graduated from UW. I know a lot of Muley Fanatics across the state, including here in Western Wyoming. Tell us what this program is, and it sounds like it's off and rolling.
Yeah, the Muley Fanatic Foundation, which was founded in Rock Springs in 2012, began an excellence fund in 2021 to fund the studies of an advancing professional in the conservation of mule deer here at the University of Wyoming. And we have a superb wildlife research team here, multiple faculty members, but one of them is Kevin Monteith, and he's done a lot of work in Western Wyoming with mule deer. And under his tutelage, we have this Taylor Lashar is her name. She's originally from Arizona, and she conducted research here starting in 2015. And she was the inaugural Muley Fanatic Fellow, we call it, funded by the Muley Fanatic Foundation, and did just a lot of tremendous work during her time here. Just a real successful program that is going to really help with our conservation of this iconic species in across Wyoming, but in particular Western Wyoming.
Yeah, absolutely, and it just goes to show the great program that the Muley Fanatic Foundation is, and to be able to have these graduates coming out of the University of Wyoming that are ready to just jump right into it with not only the education background, Chad, but I think also the hands-on experience that this program is providing. That's invaluable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing that's cool is while we're talking here about a graduate student, we have undergraduate students doing this kind of work, Duke, in Western Wyoming. There was one student I spoke with just last year who spent the early summer finding newly born mule deer fawns because they had devices that triggered it so they could find them and in the Wyoming range and you know, fit them with check on their health and the health of the mother and that sort of thing. So, you know, that's just a student here who's learning a bachelor's degree. But our graduate students are out in the field all the time doing this kind of work. And so, yeah, this is all about hands-on, in-the-field work.
Speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning from the University of Wyoming here on the Weekday Wake Up. Chad, let's talk about a professor at the university that's been awarded a grant to study trout conservation in the state and that could impact some of the fishing here.
Yeah, this is another example of us, you know, the university really paying close attention to the issues that are of great importance to the people of Wyoming. And we know that our, you know, our incredible trout streams in Wyoming are just, you know, national treasures, quite frankly. This faculty member, her name's Kelly Dunning, and she received, you know, more than $750,000 to study the relationship between snowpack, precipitation, hydrology, and trout ecology and evolution, as well as in recreational fisheries livelihood and management policy for trout. And this will be in Wyoming and will go into Colorado as well. So it's really important resource, not only just for our quality of life, but quite honestly for our economy, is something she's going to be taking a real close look at, particularly in the context of the fact that, you know, we're seeing, as we've seen this fall, an increase in the climate's getting warmer. And so it's how can we, you know, be resilient in the face of this kind of changing climate.
Absolutely. Also, Chad, as we look across the state, but also right in Laramie, those that are fans of the University of Wyoming, Laradice, as it's called, would say no surprise, but Laramie again sitting atop one of the best college towns in America list.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, these things come out from time to time, Duke, and this was one that just came out recently called the Best College Towns in America 2024. It's a website called The Travel, so it's kind of a travel website, and we put us number one. We're ahead of Moscow, Idaho, Boone, North Carolina, Gainesville, Florida, Clemson, South Carolina, or the others in the top five. But it says, you know, the quote was that Laramie is brimming with fabulous experiences, from modern art to cultural adventures to quaint accommodations and unique shopping. Its location in the Rockies also means plenty of fascinating outdoor recreational activities. It's one of the towns in Wyoming that is as fun as it is pretty and guarantees unforgettable memories. So that's quoted from the website.
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, Chad is someone like yourself, someone that has connections and roots and history to the western side of the state and now living in Laramie. I mean, it's it just goes to show the campus in Laramie, Wyoming, and the connection it has statewide, right?
Absolutely. Duke, I mean, I'm actually heading out your way again this week for a little hunting and reconnecting with some family there. But, you know, we know there's families with deep roots, some, including my own, in western Wyoming that send their kids to Laramie and have for generations, including my own grandpa who grew up in Afton, came here and wrestled for the University of Wyoming in 1941, and was a conference champion, by the way, the UW's first conference wrestling champion. And so so that Laramie connection is strong. Now, I'll tell you this, the one thing that people in western Wyoming experience here that not to quite the degree they do at home is it's a little windy out here some certain times of year. So that's one adjustment that the western Wyoming folks have to make. Not to say that it's not windy in, you know, say, other parts of western Wyoming, but we do have it's a real cool community here, Duke. I mean, the campus is gorgeous and we got a nice downtown and the snowy range here and the Laramie Range nearby. It's not quite the same as the Salt Range and the Wyoming Range and that sort of thing, but it's still a tremendous, outdoor opportunities here as well.
Well, you get in some of those specific corners of War Memorial Stadium, and I think the wind just jumps up 20 miles per hour even more whipping around that thing. So
it can really roll. Now, I'll tell you, it's been so gorgeous this fall with hardly any wind, and so now I probably just jinxed it. So I'm
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Speaking again with Chad Baldwin this morning, but with all those things in mind that we've been talking about, no surprise that fall enrollment has held relatively steady on the campus of UW, correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, just about the same as last year. We were hoping for an uptick. It looked like we were going to have it because our applications were up like 8%. The number of admitted students was 8%. But we think that this problem with the FAFSA, this federal financial aid form, that there's been a lot of, reporting about that, probably hurt us because students didn't find out about their financial stuff until August. And so some of them maybe couldn't afford who were planning to come. But so, yeah, I mean, it's and quite honestly, Duke, we're in a situation across the country where there's just not as many prospective college students out there. And that's definitely the case in Wyoming. And so we're having to really hustle. But the thing I would point out is, as far as Wyoming resident enrollment, we're up about 2% this fall. So it's the area where we've been having trouble is with the non-residents, getting out-of-state students to come in the numbers we'd hope. So the Wyoming resident numbers, we're up. We're up to like 7,800 students from Wyoming here at UW this fall.
That's great. And it's not just the students that are supporting the university around the state. It's pretty much everybody. I was impressed to see the amount raised by the UW Foundation during the last fiscal year.
Yep, $61.6 million, Duke. That's just incredible. From almost 28,000 individuals, corporations, and foundations, and that's so it's the first time that's back to back we've been over $60 million in private fundraising, and so it's anyway, just we're just really grateful, and it's this is stuff that really makes a difference on our campus and for our students and our employees. And really for the whole state.
That's Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming Public Relations Office. Chad, as always, appreciate your time and appreciate the updates on what's happening from UW across the entire state of Wyoming. Anything we missed you'd like to mention today?
Nope, sure appreciate the time, Duke. And hey, go Braves. They're having quite a season.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, we'll keep it going. That's Chad Baldwin.
All right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nope, thank you. Thank you, Duke.
Yep, Chad Baldwin this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.